let's talk about your backstory. I mean, how did you get into this industry? Was it, I mean, did you always want to go down this road? It's the question I always ask everyone.
I don't think anybody who ends up being a CRA ever anticipated it, simply because if you're not from the industry, nobody even knows this job exists. What happened to me in Germany, I was a registered nurse in Germany. And as our second child was on the way, I was looking for something with more career growth opportunities. Mm-hmm. And as a nurse in Germany specifically, there's not really that many options. And all praise to my wife. She actually then discovered this weird job called a clinical research associate.
Yeah.
And especially in Germany, I met some of the qualifications, not all of them. One of them, I mean, just by coincidence, you have to be fluent in English. Well, I was an American in Germany. Not everybody in Germany is as fluent in English as I am. And you needed to have some kind of medical understanding and be good with office management and such. Mm-hmm. So I then applied for a couple of jobs. Actually, it was even in like a second round once where they flew me up to Denmark for the second interview and I was all excited. But thank goodness I did not get a CRA job at that point in my life. Mm-hmm. I would have been completely overwhelmed and would have not have been able to do that job. What happened instead is I joined a major CRO at an entry-level position. Mm-hmm. And it's no secret, anybody can look it up on LinkedIn. That was PRA at the time at their Mannheim office in Germany. And they have a unique position within their CRO structure called the Medical Monitoring Associate. Right. And I met the qualifications for that perfectly. You know, you don't have to have much background in clinical research. You do need some medical understanding in the office stuff. So I started working for them and worked my way up over four and a half years from Medical Monitoring Associate being MMA 1 to 2 to 3, and then started being the mentor for new hires.
Yeah.
And PRA offers an internal CRA program for transitioning into the CRA role. I applied for that, got into the program, did the training with them, and that's how I became a CRA in Germany, working for a rather large CRO at the time.